in that song. You know, it's getting kind of late, but I wanted to read some scripture to you for just a few minutes. So I'll give you a little 5-minute sermon because I feel like it's important for us to take something with us today from the Word of God. Brother Johnson quoted a lot of scripture, and I appreciate that. But if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Philippians, and I want you to look at the 3rd chapter.
Randy, I've got a request.
Sure.
After your sermon, will you let Elizabeth close the service with "There Must Be a Reason"? Is that a too hard of a request?
That was one of the numbers we had sort of planned to do if we had time. So we'll push that one to the top of the list. Philippians, the 3rd chapter. Let's begin at the 8th verse. Now, how many of you made New Year's resolutions? You do that? Well, no hands went up. I've got one for you, okay? I've got a New Year's resolution for you, and it's right here from the Word of God. The 8th verse of the 3rd chapter. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but refuse that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, yes, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Now listen very carefully here. Forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Let me read that again. Forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us, therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. So I want you to forget those things which are behind. And I want you to reach forth unto those things which are before you. And I want you to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling that is yours in Christ Jesus. Each one of us have a calling. Press toward that mark. Reach for it with all that you have. Believe it or not, one of these days, all the trivial things that we do in our lives will be burnt up in a cloud of smoke. And all that will be left is that which we have laid in store in heaven. Think on heavenly things. Work that souls might be saved, that people might be blessed. Work to improve your life for God's sake, for Christ's sake. Press toward the mark for that prize that Christ has laid before you. Forget those mistakes that you've made in the past and reach forth unto those things that are before you. God has wonderful things for you. Sometimes, though, we don't ask. Sometimes we don't reach out and receive it. Please don't make that mistake in 2006. Elizabeth?